seek God with our whole heart means that we must be rid of at least two things. One, we must be rid of apathy. And two, we must be rid of pride.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
The 119th Psalm, of course, is an unparalleled portrait of the beauty and the glory and the power and the excellence of God's Word. We are given an insight in particular into the potency of God's Word. The psalmist begins with a probing question in verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? That's the probing question. The powerful solution is by taking heed thereto according to thy word. That's the solution expressed. The whole rest of the stanza is the solution expanded. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. That is the solution expressed. The idea is this. Without a map, a man is bound to get lost if he's in foreign territory. But even with the best of maps, a man is bound to be lost if he gives no heed to the map. So God says we must take heed to his word. And on that basis, we can be cleansed. Even when we're young, in the most difficult times, in the most powerful and tempting circumstances, we can be cleansed by God's word. It's a very powerful entity. So the psalmist tells us first that we are to heed God's word. He wants us to know this. We need to thank God for the unparalleled excellence and power of God's word. And then he wants us to know that we need to heed it. That means we need to believe it. We need to live it if we really believe it. We need to share it with others, and we need to defend it in a fallen world. We need to be prepared to stand by God's word and obey it as we understand it, as God reveals its message to our hearts. So he tells us first that we're to heed God's word. And then that's the solution expressed. After the probing question, there's a powerful solution. And that solution is expressed by taking heed thereto according to that word. And then it's expanded. He tells us, secondly, how we are to heed God's word. And that's the burden of verses 10 to 16. He says, number one, that we are to heed God's word wholeheartedly. Do you notice verse 10? With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. David, or the psalmist, does not want to wander from God's commandments because that's where he finds God. We find him supremely in the pages of Scripture. He says, I have sought thee with my whole heart. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. I wonder how many of us wander from God's commandments, are insensitive to what God is saying to us in his word. Number one, David says, this is how I want you to heed God's word. I want you to heed God's word wholeheartedly. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. What does it mean to seek God? Do you notice? With my whole heart have I sought thee. Have you ever sought God? When you're seeking God in his word, you're heeding God's word. Have you ever sought God with your whole heart? What's it mean to seek the Lord? Have you ever thought about that? Very simply, I think it means at least three things. Just very simply, there are many ways of looking at this, and I think there's a lot of profound theology in that statement. With my whole heart have I sought thee. But on a very simple basis, to seek God means at least three things. Number one, it means to hunger and thirst after him. And I think hunger and thirst are probably our two strongest drives in the human anatomy. We're to hunger and we're to thirst after God. Particularly in our study, in our application of the Word of God. We find God in many places, but we find him supremely in the Scriptures. So to seek God means, number one, to hunger and thirst after him. Do you have a hunger? Do you have a thirst to know God? You find him in the principles and in the pages of his word. It means, secondly, to make him the chief source of our delight. That's what it means to seek God. To make him the chief source of our delight, or the chief source of our joy. And then I think it means, thirdly, to long to be like him. Any man who seeks God wants to be like God. It means to hunger and thirst after him. It means to make him the chief source of our delight, and it means to long to be like him, to behave as he behaves, to reflect the same attitudes that he reflects, to embrace the same system of values that God embraces and has enunciated for us in the pages of Scripture. The man who seeks God longs to be like him. It's a wonderful thing to seek God. But then, you know, the Bible says something else. It tells us not only what, but it tells us how. How are we to seek God? Do you notice in Psalm 119, in verse 10, with my whole heart? In fact, you find that phrase several times in the opening stanzas of Psalm 119. Because that's the best way to study God's word and to get to know God, with your whole heart. He says, with my whole heart. What does it mean to seek God with your whole heart? Have you ever thought about that? What's it mean to seek God with your whole heart? I guess there are, again, many ways of looking at this, but to me it means four things, at least four things. To seek God with my whole heart means, number one, that we must seek God diligently. And then it means that we must seek God humbly. And then it means that we must seek God honestly or openly. And then finally, it means that we must seek God obediently. That's what it means to seek God with our whole heart. We must seek God diligently. Emerson said, man is as lazy as he dares to be. You've heard me say it in the past, and we all know that's true, don't we? Man is as lazy as he dares to be. And the whole point is this: God has little patience with triflers. All your heart, seek God with all your heart. That means that half-hearted effort and divided allegiance will not suffice. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews the 11th chapter and verse 6. We're not to have apathy. That's what that means. We're to seek God diligently. We're to seek God humbly. You see, to seek God with our whole heart means that we must be rid of at least two things. One, we must be rid of apathy. Seek him diligently. And two, we must be rid of pride. Seek him humbly. Why does the wicked not seek God? The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek God. Psalm 10 and verse 4. And so in order to seek God with our whole heart, we must seek him diligently, and we must seek him humbly, and then we must seek him honestly, the Bible says, or openly. It means that we must come to God and his word, not only with the humility of a child as he approaches his parents, but also with the honesty and the openness of a child as he approaches his parent. We must be rid not only of apathy and not only of pride, but also of prejudice. We must have an open mind. We must come before the Lord and his word with an open mind, not with our minds already made up. Do you know this? We should never study the Bible. We should never study the Bible in order to defend our ideas. Too many people have their ideas already made up, their mind already made up. They bring their own little set of ideas, their own little homespun theology to the Bible, and they study the Bible for one reason, not to find out what God said, but to defend their own ideas. We must never study the Bible to defend our ideas. We must always study the Bible to develop and discover our ideas so that God is in charge. He has the authority, and it's his word that speaks to our hearts, not our mind that seeks to speak in his behalf, but sometimes illegitimately. So to seek God with our whole heart means we must seek him diligently, and we must seek him humbly, and we must seek him honestly or openly. And I think the most difficult part is we must seek him obediently. We must seek God obediently. That's the hardest condition of all. If you and I want to get to know God through his word, if we want to heed his word in any biblical sense, we must seek him obediently. We must be prepared not only to believe the Bible, but also to obey it. We must be prepared not only to revise our ideas, but also to reorder our lives. God's word must affect not only our intellect, but also our volition, our will. We must obey what God says. The Bible says in John 7 and verse 17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the teaching. If we are prepared to do God's will, we can expect that he will illuminate our minds and help us to know his teaching. John 7 and verse 17. So the man who seeks God with his whole heart is the man who comes to God's word with a spirit of diligence and a spirit of humility and a spirit of openness and a spirit of obedience. He seeks God with a whole heart. And when he does that, certain wonderful things happen. You ever thought about this? I think on one occasion, I listed for you the benefits of seeking God. And I want to do it again for you just very briefly, because that's what's here in Psalm 119 and verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. That's how we give heed to God's word, seeking him out. getting to know Him in the pages of Scripture. And when we seek God with our whole heart in the way I've sought to describe here, there will be certain predictable results, certain beneficent results that will come flowing down into our lives. Let me listen to you very quickly. I just give you the result in a verse of Scripture. Number one, we can expect the presence of God invading and permeating our lives, and that's exactly what we want. If you seek Him, He will be found of you. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 in verse 2. That's encouraging to me. If I seek God with my whole heart, He will be found of me. I can expect the presence of God to invade my life. Number two, not only the presence of God, but the prosperity of God. The Bible says, as long as he sought the Lord, it's talking about King Uzziah in the Old Testament documents. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 5. Real prosperity is getting to know God and letting him live out his life through you. In this modern world, there's real prosperity in that, the prosperity of God. And then thirdly, there's what we might call the protection of God. This is the third powerful result of seeking the Lord with our whole heart. I sought the Lord, the Bible says, the psalmist said it, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34 and verse 4. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me. The protection of the Lord. We can expect it as we seek him out on a daily basis. And then number four, the provision of God. The Bible says, they that seek the Lord shall not want, and it means shall not lack, any good thing. Material and spiritual supply will be forthcoming as we walk according to the pages of Scripture, Psalm 34 and verse 10. And then number five, the power of God. The hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, Ezra 8. In verse 22, and the hand of our God is a symbol of the power of our God. The hand is a symbol of God's power, and it's upon us for good, so long as we seek the Lord. Make it our business to seek God in the pages of Scripture, the power of God. And then number six, the perception of God. But they that seek the Lord understand all things. Proverbs 28 in verse 5. The man that has that kind of a relationship with God has incredible perception. He has incredible spiritual insight. He deepens his insights into the things that really matter. He has wisdom. The perception of God is promised those who seek the Lord. And finally, the promotion of God. The Bible says, Hebrews 11 and verse 6, he is a rewarder. He honors and promotes those who seek him in his word. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So how are we to heed God's word? We are to heed God's word wholeheartedly. As he expands this solution to this probing question, we're to seek God wholeheartedly. Is that the way you seek God? With your whole heart? And are there those visible evidences that God is at work in your life in the way which is predictably prescribed in the pages and laid out in the pages of Scripture? And is that an evidence that you are seeking God with your whole heart? Diligently and humbly and honestly or openly and obediently?
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you'd like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. Or call area code 671-477-6341, extension 360. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 360. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, send email to khmg@hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening today, and be sure to tune in for the next edition of Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.